Welcome back to the Hollow Sky Podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Steven.
And Kyle.
And it's Monday, Hollow Cult. So you know what that means. We're here to help kickstart your rock and roll heart through this work week. We are going in on part two of Kyle's dive into this abduction of a scientist. The first one was a banger. So if you haven't listened to that, go back and check it out from last week. If you have, sit tight. Let us get through the business. And Kyle, judging from what he said on the night shift this past week, should be a heater.
It's pretty wild.
I'm here for it. But first, we got to get through the business. So check us out at all our social medias, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Discord, Reddit. Search up The Hollow Sky Podcast, and you will find us there. Come be part of the community, join the Hollow Cult, and just be cool. Be cool. If you have a paranormal experience you'd like to share with us for a future show, Kyle's got some information that you're going to want.
I do. And that information is going to be write your story out as much detail as you possibly can. Send it over to the email, which is going to be hollowskypodcast@gmail.com. And then me and Steve will find it and it'll be featured in its own episode. If you're feeling a little bored, want to reach out, you can text or call the holophone. It's going to be 618-556-0837. It's also the same number that we use for the night shift. So if you're trying to call in, that's the number.
That is the number. If you'd like to support the show, there's plenty of ways you can do it. You can check us out over at the Patreon. Sign up over there. You get early shows. You get ad-free shows. If you can't handle the commercials and the regular show, and you're paying some other entity money for ad-free shows, you could just send $7 our way and get our shows for ad-free. It's a weird concept. But anyway, yeah, you get early shows, ad-free shows, extra shows, discount coupons to the store. Speaking of store, go to hollowskypodcast.com. Check the store out. See some Hollow merch. Rep the Hollow Cult. You know the deal. Best thing you can do, share the show word of mouth. Share it on social media. Just keep the ball rolling. Share, share, share. Anytime somebody talks about paranormal stuff, say, oh, hey, have you listened to these two tools over here at the Hollow Sky Podcast? They're pretty dope.
Yeah, easy, they know little to nothing. So
that is a fact. But we're here to talk about it. You can also leave us a 5-star rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts, your podcatcher, if you will. And when I find it, I'll read it sometimes. Sometimes I won't. I don't know. It depends on how I feel. Today's 5-star rating and review, this week's 5-star rating and review, comes to us from our friend Mandy F. Mandy says, 5 stars. These guys are the bastard sons of the paranormal. 10 out of 10 podcast. Love this show so much. I'm a Patreon supporter and it's well worth it. They profile interesting cases and offer thoughtful insight and host interesting dialogue. Most importantly, they are hilarious and fun to listen to. Proud to be a member of the Hollow Cult. Metal sign emoji. Mandy, I'm making a metal sign. We're both making metal signs right now back at you because thanks for being dope and thanks for being rad. And we appreciate the support. Through the Patreon and through the regular show, just putting our name out there, leaving us some good words. We love to hear it. Thank you. That being said, here we go.
Jumping off to the wonderful world of Abducting a Scientist Part 2. So, last episode we left off with Bruce having the experience / memory of being on the operating table with all these small beings kind of around him with obviously intent on doing something not great to him. Bruce is also able to track down a few different accounts that would seem to match his experience. So from here, things tend to just get weirder as he begins to jog his memory of the years past, he recalls a few other accounts that just don't seem to add up to him. So early in the fall season, Bruce would recall a pretty gnarly thunderstorm. It was one of those nighttime storms, which are always the worst because you can never tell what the fuck's going on outside. You just hear the commotion, you know?
Yeah, those are the worst.
Yeah, they're terrible. However, he was, at this point, he was walking from his living room into the hallway. And he doesn't remember why he was in the living room. He doesn't remember being in the living room. He remembers nothing. He just knows that he was coming from that area into the hallway when he regained his memory, composure, consciousness, whatever. It was almost like the memory had been wiped from his head, which to a degree, we've all had similar moments like that where we've walked into a room and we were kind of like, what was I doing here again? What's going on?
I think that's an actual like phenomena.
Is it?
Yeah. Like almost some sort of like temporary amnesia or something. Like you walk into a room for a specific purpose, say to find your car keys or something. And once you pass that threshold of the doorway, your mind is just like,
it's so weird. I know we've all experienced it.
I'm going to have to check it
out. But it's not technically the same as far as Bruce goes, because you're going to start to put some pieces together here in a minute. But in regards to this, before he knows it, he hears a massive crack of thunder. When all of a sudden, so he's in the hallway, hears this loud ass thunder, can't remember why he was coming from the living room, doesn't have any recollection of even being in the living room. Gets in the hallway, hears the crack of thunder, looks at the end of the hallway because he notices something out of the corner of his eye, and he sees his mother and brother huddled up on the floor, terrified, absolutely terrified. They were crying, and Bruce could not understand why they were so upset.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. He had no idea why they were so upset. He's like, in his mind, he's like, this is just a thunderstorm. We've been through thunderstorms before.
Oh, this is going to end good, is it?
What's going on, right? This storm was a little bit different, though, because with every strike of thunder, it kept getting louder and louder and louder. Almost like the storm was coming closer and closer and closer to him. So at this point, Bruce, he's a little bit worrisome as well, not as terrified as mom and brother, but he sits down next to his mother and brother and tries to comfort them. As the thunder gets closer and closer, something rubs Bruce in an odd way. He's like, wait a minute. Why is there no lightning outside? Why do I see no flashes of light at all? What is going on?
That's almost 100% what went on in the Andrews family haunting.
Yeah.
Remember that?
And Bruce finds several other cases that match this.
The storm's rolling in, and it gets to a point where it's like so crazy, and then it stops. Because he's like looking out, like the electricity's off, and he sees the lightning, everything. When he looks out, he can't really see anything, and it's...
Yeah.
That's the first thing I'm like, well, man, what case was that? And it was the Andrews.
Yep.
That's so weird.
Yeah. So there's no lightning going on outside at all. Bruce is like, it's so loud at this point, it's almost unbearable. And he is sitting there and he looks up at the ceiling. And all of these things start to fall into place. Like, I'm not seeing any lightning outside. This keeps getting louder and louder, like it's literally over top of my house. Nobody else is my house. And it's almost like he's acknowledging at this point that this isn't a storm. And he's asking himself, maybe this is something else. And as that thought forms in his brain, that ends up being the last thing that he remembers.
That's...
But it makes awful. You wonder, it makes you wonder what mother and brother were freaking out over.
Yeah, that's the first thing I was going to ask. A, do they have accounts and experiences as well?
No. Well, here in a minute, they do. But in each account that they end up having, none of the rest of the family doesn't remember shit.
That's so weird.
They don't remember anything. So it almost has that tale of like, they saw something that scared the fuck out of them. And then by the end of it, whatever it was, wiped their memories clean where they have no recollection of it.
Like immediate regression.
Yeah.
That's so creepy.
Yeah.
Oh, I did kind of circle back because it was eating away at my brain, but the phenomena of walking into a room and forgetting things. It says, the phenomena of forgetting why you entered a room is called the doorway effect or location updating effect. It's a common psychological phenomenon that can happen when you move between levels of attention, such as when you change rooms or think about different things. For example, you might forget what you're looking for after returning upstairs to get your car keys. So it's a legit phenomenon. Weird. Not that it is falling into place with this.
Right.
Because this is infinitely way more nefarious.
Oh, it gets worse.
What I was afraid of.
So another strange case that Bruce remembers. It was like pre-winter. He remembers it being cold outside. He recalls walking through the hallway again towards the kitchen this time. As he's kind of coming up to the entranceway to the kitchen, he sees his father standing in the kitchen. All of a sudden, his father's eyes close and his father stops dead in his tracks, like he just kind of freezes. At this point, though, his father begins to fall, almost like he's falling to his knees. But as he begins to fall, it's not in a violent way. It's almost like he's falling to his knees, but it's almost like in slow motion. And then before his knees touch the ground, or maybe when they touch the ground, his body starts to lay over like a 45 degree angle, almost like something is guiding him to the ground, and it literally lays him over.
Yep. That's what I was picturing in my head when you started to say it, like something's helping him down.
Yes. And that's how Bruce describes the entire event. Like something helped his father lay on the ground. And Bruce is like, okay, dad, like you're fucking with me, you know, haha. Here in a second, my dad's going to get up and laugh. And because his dad was known to be a joker like that. So Bruce goes over, tries to wake his dad up. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So he's like, okay, well, maybe something's wrong with dad. I better go get mom. So Bruce turns. And even as he's turning to walk out of the kitchen, in the back of his brain, he's still expecting his dad to jump up and go, ha ha, gotcha. Not the case. Bruce turns the corner, back into the hallway, and his brother's there. His little brother's there. And Bruce is like, dude, something's wrong with dad. We need to go wake mom up. And his brother must have seen what was transpiring with dad. So he went ahead and tried to go get mom before Bruce even realized any of it. And he's like, as soon as I woke mom up, she passed back out. She just fainted. Bruce is like, what? Whatever, dude, you're full of shit. Goes in the bedroom. He's literally like damn near not like hard, but he's like tapping his mom on the face, grabbing her by the shoulders, trying to wake her up, and nothing. She's in like a coma state out. So he goes, for whatever reason, he turns and goes into the hallway. And he's not even sure why. He's like, it's almost like an unknown force commanded me to go back into the hallway Then just like that, the next thing he knows, his entire family is up and bebopping around like nothing happened. Like his little brother is even in a different location. He doesn't even know where his little brother is in the house right now. But it's almost like he went out into the hallway in this weird time slip, like they fast forwarded. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
almost like he would have been abducted. They released him from their bullshit. The family went about their business, not realizing he was gone. And they just put him back.
It's so strange to me that so far, whatever the phenomena is, essentially has control over not only him, but also now his family and the entire community from the kickball scenario.
Yeah. And even weirder, no one talked about the incident at all.
I wonder if anyone else in town has done any, if they've done any like a hypnotic regression.
I don't know.
That would be interesting.
It would be interesting
to find out if his family or if anybody else in town did it to see like where their stories line up with his, because clearly something is influencing everyone there.
Yeah.
Because Bruce has got his own thing going on, but everyone, like his dad's clearly manipulated by it. His parents and his little brother are clearly manipulated by it. The kids out on the playground are manipulated by it. Whatever it is, it's crazy.
And what's even almost scarier is Bruce actually remembers an explanation as to why his father fell in the kitchen that day. But he doesn't remember who told him.
So someone like trying to plant false memories. Yeah.
The excuse was that his father had gone on a skiing trip and had an accident and bruised several of his ribs. But he's like, my dad nor family never went on a skiing trip. And if he had fucked his ribs up, well, he would have been complaining about it days before and or after this day.
That is so weird.
Yeah, but he's like, I have no idea who gave me this explanation. I don't even know where it came from.
I don't know why that in particular makes me feel like it's government. Maybe it's just them lying, blatantly lying to him. Maybe. That makes me feel like there is very human intent behind that.
It does.
Because if it were extraterrestrials, they wouldn't have to give a reason. Just, you know, I don't know what to tell you. Your dad fell in the kitchen. It doesn't matter. Like there's no. Yeah,
and keep that in mind, because there's at least one more instance of where that situation manifests itself.
Yeah, it feels very human trying to make shit up and manipulate.
It does. It does.
That makes this story so much worse. If it's some kind of government fuckery, that makes it infinitely worse. Because with extraterrestrials, like, I'm not going to say they get a free pass because they're not human. You eliminate the human element, but you can expect them almost not to treat us like humans because they're not humans. But with people, I guess it's just innate, ingrained in my head that they should treat you like a human. Not that, I mean,
right.
Time and time again, it proves itself wrong.
Yeah.
But it's just worse thinking that humans are behind it.
It is. It's disgusting. It really is. There's another occasion that Bruce has of missing time. Once again, the pattern persists. He's in the hallway, home alone, and could not for the life of him remember anything at all from that day at all. So he's standing in the hallway with his back against the wall, looking at the other wall. And as he's come to, there's nobody else in the house. It's just him. So that confuses him. He's like, why the fuck am I the only one home? Everyone's gone. And he knows that everyone's gone because he starts to hear his mother and brother talking as they're walking up the stairs to the apartment. All of a sudden, Bruce feels like liquid underneath his nose. And he just kind of assumes it's like a snotty nose, you know?
That's gross.
But all of a sudden, he hears a voice in his head that was not his own. He's like, this was not me articulating to myself within my mind. This was clearly another voice that says, don't let them see the blood. And it's and Bruce also describes it like this voice tries to kind of confuse him, almost like it tries to play that it's himself. Because he's like, I can't, like, it's like he had a hard time grasping that it wasn't his voice, but he knew that it wasn't his voice. It's like it had this weird, like it was trying to manipulate him in a way into thinking he was the one that realized his nose was bleeding. But he's like, had that voice never said anything, I would have just assumed I had a runny nose.
That's like some like gang stalking vibes there, where you're like, it's playing into the voices in your head and stuff, which is again top tier, top echelon manipulation.
Yeah. And for whatever reason, Bruce runs to the bathroom and he sees both of his nostrils bleeding. He splashes water on his face, washes away the blood. Nothing else comes after that. And he's like, it's just so weird that I did it in like this panic state. Like I wanted to hurry up and get it cleaned up before my mom and brother came in. What would the fuck would it matter if they seen me with a bloody nose? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Why would I get in trouble one way or the other?
It's almost, oh man, that could go so many routes. It could almost be like something subconsciously like threatened his family. Like if they see you like this, bad shit's going to happen.
I definitely think that there's an implication that if you don't do what we want you to do, there's not good things that await.
Yeah. That's the first thing that popped into my head. Like, yeah. Don't let them see you like this. Cause that's very demanding. Like there's no alternative. You don't want to know the alternative.
Yeah.
If they walk through that door.
Yep.
Which is,
and I think, crazy. I think at a point we kind of get to there. Bruce, you know, later on in life, he believes that these nosebleeds are almost a smoking gun for abductions. Because it gives physical evidence of said abduction. It's estimated by UFO investigators and hundreds of thousands of people have been put through such medical intrusions. From here, it gets a little bit weirder. So we start into implants. He begins to tell of a memory he had, although it seems to be like a fleeting memory. Almost like how the other episode I reveal a memory of mine that I just can't place. Well, if Steve, like I kind of brought it up on the night shift, if you remember things that I've described, this one is pretty interesting. So
it gives me the heebie-jeebies for you, bro.
Yeah. Not only as a child, and I'm not saying that this is directly linked. I find it ironic to say the least. Not only as a child did I have plenty of nosebleeds. When I was a kid, I had tons of nosebleeds. Just tons of them. Some of them were pretty fucking gnarly too. And I never got any of them checked out. We just assumed they were nosebleeds. You know, some kids get them. Your nose gets dry or whatever the case may be. You got a sensitive vessel, you know, blood vessels and everything in there. It is what it is. I always just dealt with them. Because at the end of the day, I highly doubt that anybody is suspecting it's caused by aliens or implants or anything of the nature. It's just kind of asinine to think about as a parent and child. But he describes a situation where he's pretty sure he sees the implant that ends up his nose. He describes a small silver object, no larger than a pellet from a BB gun.
Weird.
It has studs or projections all over it, which I'm almost 100% positive. If you go back and listen to my story, I described something extremely similar. Mine wasn't silver to my recollection. However, I remember a small object with rougher, jagged edges to it, except I pulled mine from my chest.
It's so weird.
It's fucking bananas, dude.
So weird.
Absolutely insanity that I've told those stories upwards to 4 years ago on this show, 5 years ago on this show. And today I air one that matches a lot of things I went through as a child.
It's so strange. It's
fucking weird, man.
It's so like bonkers to me that this aspect of the phenomena has so many cursors that are similar in so many cases.
Oh yeah.
It's like someone said it in the night shift. It's like scientific experimentation. You do the same experiment over and over and over and over and over again to see what's different in your trials.
Yep.
Which it sucks.
Yeah. But when Bruce, I don't know if it's exactly when he sees this implant or whatever the case may be, has a memory of it. He also remembers a voice that would tell him this implant will eventually come out. It's going to come out from either sneezing or blowing his nose too hard. Almost like the fucking thing was pre-planned on coming out of his body. Or they could throw a switch, make it come out, whatever the case may be. But he was also aware if he was to purposely take this object out, he would be in trouble for doing so.
That's hilarious.
It scared him dearly to even consider removing this object. He's like, fuck it. I'm going to let it come out on its own like they're supposed to. I'm not doing this shit.
I hate that.
It's gross.
The fact that you don't even know the back end of the threat.
No, you know, he just knows he's going to get in trouble.
Yeah, it's so veiled. They're just like, don't.
Yeah, and if that's real, if they're shoving implants and shit up your fucking nose, you don't want to know what's on the other end of that threat.
No. You don't have to.
You want no fucking part of it. You want no part of it. And what's even better from this is that a lot of people could hear that and say, yeah, right, bullshit. It's nothing more than a young kid with an imagination that, because he doesn't have the implant, he says he has a memory of seeing the implant. So you could sit here and talk smoke and shit all you want, but old Bruce might be able to put his money where his mouth is. So as a child, Bruce ends up getting his tonsils removed. While being put under, he sits up and says to the surgeon, and I think if I remember correctly, this is before the surgery even happens. It might be afterward. I can't remember. I'm pretty sure it's before his actual tonsil surgery. But he sits up after they give him I forget what gas it was, but whatever, to put him under. He sits up and he looks at the surgeon and he goes, why did I have to have two surgeries? And he's like, the way that surgeon looked at me, it reminded me of when I saw the cop on my first encounter, or the encounter that we started the series off with. about how scared he looked, how confused and scared he looked. The surgeon looked scared and weirded out. But then Bruce ends up passing out. Also, according to the paperwork and to everyone's knowledge, little six-year-old Bruce never had surgery prior to his tonsils being taken out.
That was the first thing I was going to say. Was that surgeon would know, you know?
Yeah.
In his paperwork, if he had surgery before, and as soon as he set up and said that, that dude's got to be like, what?
Yeah. So, that being said, after the surgery, Bruce's father approaches Bruce in a very serious, no bullshit tone. He says, hey, buddy. The doc wanted to know if you've ever stuck something up your nose. And Bruce is like, no. But it was clear that the surgeon had discovered evidence that Bruce had either had surgery in his nose or had jammed something up his nose to create a hole at the top of his, you know, whatever is up there. He perforated the skin up there somehow.
So it's probably, yeah, there's probably scar tissue and everything else up there.
Yeah.
Which is bonkers.
And I also find it strange because Bruce says from that day of his father asking him about jamming something up his nose, never in Bruce's life does it come up again, ever. And I find that so fucking bizarre because you would think that at some point later on in life, that would come back up. Like a look back on the memory. Like, because.
Hey, Holocult. If you've been around a minute, you've heard us talk about Mood, an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your front door. Mood's found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you want. If you are new here, I'm talking about Mood.com. Mood has an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you can get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo HOLO. Forget the one-size-fits-all supplement that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood that you're looking for. Are you having trouble sleeping? Try the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies for a mind-soothing calm each night. You need an extra boost of energy, some mental focus? Try the Morning Delta 9 gummies. If you're having trouble concentrating, you need some deep focused and enhanced creativity, try the Mind Magic gummies. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. You can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood in usually as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned before, Hollow Sky listeners gets 20% off their first order with code HOLO. So head over to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use our promo code, HOLO, when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at Mood.com. And that's promo code, HOLO.
Funny shit did actually happen during Bruce's surgery. And I find it rather hilarious. So as he's getting ready for surgery, you know, he's in his little hospital gown, which everybody fucking hates. And he's thirsty as fuck. And he can't have any liquids. So he's literally walking around the hospital. He gets caught walking around the hospital in his nightgown, begging people for water. And so the nurses take big ass like construction paper and put it on his chest and his back that says no liquids. Like, he's not allowed to have any liquids. So he's walking around with a sign on the front of him and back of him that says no liquids, you know?
Poor Bruce.
So it's, that's funny, right? Like, you would look back on that as a parent, and that, I feel like that would, that situation would come up over dinner at a holiday. You would remember that. And then you would also, as a father, be like, yeah, and old Bruce, he lied, but he stuck something up his nose.
That's what I was thinking too.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it would get brought up again eventually, but for whatever reason.
Yeah, that's best case scenario. On the worst end of that, you got somebody did surgery on your kid that you don't know anything about.
Right. Oh, yes, exactly. Exactly. Right. I just find it strange that that never gets brought up again in Bruce's life. Yeah, from his father, from anybody.
Almost like it was hypnotically regretful.
Taken away. It's so fucking crazy. And these types of procedures have been recorded in numerous abduction cases with implants going. It's the most common place for implants, apparently, is nose, eyes, or ears. And it's unclear, but it appears that most of the implants, when put through these places, they're either being lodged into the brain or close to the brain. I guess back in the day, you know, Bruce goes through it in his book in a very scientific medical manner that I'm not getting into, but how they used to do a lot of surgeries up through the nose to get into your brain.
That's how Egyptians got brains out in the
mouth. Yeah, it was through the nose. Yep.
I used to have terrible ears when I was younger. I would get tubes every summer. I'd have to have tubes put in my ear. And when I went to get my hearing tested for work, they noticed that my hearing in my left ear is not good. It's going out. But when they looked in, they talked about all the scar tissue on my eardrum and such from all the surgeries. So that makes me wonder if there's some other weirdness going on.
Well,
let's hope not.
Maybe we'll get there.
Let's hope not, because I did have a very unnatural fear of aliens when I was young.
Likewise.
And dude, it was so bad. It was so bad. I used to have a bunk bed in my room, right? I was the only kid in there, but I had a bunk bed, and I would sleep on the bottom bunk, and I would take as many blankets and as pillows and shit as that I could find. And I would build a wall up from the top bottom bunk to the top bunk so I could hide back there. And if it was an exceptionally bad night, I was too afraid to get up and go into my parents' bedroom. So I just lay there and cough and cough and cough, hoping my mom would hear me to come in.
Come in there.
Yeah, what's wrong? But yeah, I always had this innate fear of extraterrestrials. Like, I remember in third grade,
it's weird.
In third grade, we wrote these little books, and like I talked about it not too long ago, the illustrations I drew was the classic gray alien poking its head around the door, which I was in third grade, so I don't even think X-Files was out then.
Which is also about the time I started my obsession with them. And like,
how does that
keep all this in your fucking in your brain? Because I'm pretty sure I tee off in a little bit.
Good, let's go.
But it's weird. You drew that. I'm thinking about it now. You drew that picture of the alien peeking around the corner. I drew pictures of, and this would be from my fleeting memory, of a UFO in the field outside my window.
It's weird.
So, and I had a side thought at this moment about the, and this is just me talking shit here, but I almost wonder if, because when you hear of alien abductions, what's the first thing you think of? Probing. Oh. Anal probing.
Wow, I was still on implants, but yeah.
But that is the right course of, you know, because technically you are being probed.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's in your eye. Like it says, the most common places are eyes, nose, different and ears. Right. But it makes me wonder if there's a little bit of subverting attention by doing this whole rectal probing shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, because not only do we as humans sometimes deal with our trauma through comedy, but it also, that aspect of it actually overlays, you know, because you could be like, Steve, dude, I was abducted and I had an alien shove a rod up my nose. Yeah, right. It was an anal probe, you fucking goon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's this way of discrediting the whole scenario.
And it,
where the fuck did that even come from? Where would that have even come from?
And it's almost like the fact that that is tied to abduction cases, it almost overshadows any other kind of procedure that they would do, because there's there's that invasive, like sexual kind of invasiveness to it that completely puts it at the top of the list of screwed up stuff that these things do. You know what I mean?
But to this day, and I'll be 100% honest, to this day, aside from the coring that we've heard, I have never legitimately heard of rectal probing abduction cases.
I'll have to look.
That I can recall.
I was going to have to look, but.
Because I can remember the almost like the cattle mutilation style ones that we've done where humans have been subjected to that.
Yeah.
But that's not in the context. That's not the same context of what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
Anyways, getting past the perversion, back onto a scary track. Implants are terrible to think about, but what's even scarier is it is horrible to think that this process has the ability and probability of sticking with families. Bruce might even have proof of this. Like we just talked about, during his operation, they found proof that something had been forced up his nose. Well, in 1932, at the age of 42, Bruce's grandfather had developed a condition called CST. Cavernous sinus thrombosis, which can be caused by invasive intranasal surgical procedures. Bruce's father also had a life of headaches and sinusitis, which could, of course, be a family defect. Also worth noting that at the time of his grandfather's death, his dad was 6 years old. Bruce had a lot of his shit when he was 6 years old.
Weird.
Regardless of that, Bruce's grandfather never had any surgeries that would result in CST. Also in 1932, the type of CST his grandfather had, which was cerebral venous and sinus thrombosis, was at one case per 19 million people.
Wow. Kind of rare. Kind of rare.
A little bit. And at that point in the book, which I don't go into all the mathematics, this is where Bruce breaks down. So it is far more probable that my father or my grandfather died from having alien abduction, nasal implant surgery versus this type of CST.
The idea that abduction can be hereditary is the worst.
Oh, it's terrible to think about.
It's the worst.
Terrible to think about. And we'll get into more of that in a minute, but I also can't help but notice another thing that is truly fucking bizarre I had really bad nosebleeds as a child. I'm currently having all types of sinus and ear issues. Furthermore, of my two kids, my son has issues with bloody noses.
I knew that's where I was going to go.
Although he doesn't really have them much anymore. But when did they start?
I knew that's where it was going to go.
Take a wild guess at what age, roughly what age his bloody noses started.
Yeah.
About 6 years old.
I remember you texting me and talking about it.
Yeah. Yeah, because some of the parents were saying that that's a sign of leukemia or whatever it is.
I knew
that. A form of cancer, so it freaked us the fuck out. How fucking weird is that?
Yeah.
And I don't know the stats or the probabilities that male children
goosebumps.
It's gross. I don't know the stats or the probabilities that male children around the age have bloody noses over girls, but it's really, 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 really bizarre. Furthermore, and I could also be wrong, but I only remember me having issues with bloody noses as I was growing up. I have four siblings, one brother and three sisters, and I do not remember any of them having issues with bloody noses. And my daughter, currently, she's four. She does not have any issues with bloody noses. Fucking strange.
It's weird. It is weird.
There's a Dr. Jacobs, who is a UFO abduction investigator, has followed up on family cases of abductions. He thinks that the goal of this program is an intergenerational genetic modification of human beings. It would focus on specific bloodlines. In 1991, Bud Hopkins and Dr. David Jacobs, with the help of the Roper Polling Organization, did a survey on abductions. They asked 5,947 people. Here are the questions. Let's take this one together.
Great.
And I also have the results from this. So first question is, this is a good one. Waking up paralyzed with a strange figure in your room.
Yes.
Steve has had that. I have had that. A dreamlike sensation of leaving your body.
Yes.
Steve has had that. I have had that. This is one I can't quite recall. Having missing time. I'm not sold on this one for myself.
Not that I can remember.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to back up here though, because I want to do this. So waking up paralyzed with a strange figure in the room, 18% of the 5,900 people said yes. The dreamlike sensation of leaving your body, 14% of people said yes. Having missing time, 13% of the people said yes. The next one is flying through the air. I personally do not.
Not that I can remember.
Yeah. So 10% of people said yes to that one. Finding puzzling scars on your body. I don't believe that I have any. I have that one either.
Scars, not so much. Bruises, I used to quite a bit when I was younger. But I was a kid of the 90s outside all the time. Ramping my bike right off of shit.
Exactly.
I just ride it off as, you know, just being a little asshole. But
you never know.
Never know.
8% of people said yes to that one. The last one, have you ever seen a UFO? 7% of people said yes. I have seen a UFO.
Same.
So I'm at 1, 2, 3. Of the questions. From this research, they estimated that roughly 2% of the United States population were potential alien abductees.
2% is a lot.
It is a lot.
That is a lot.
Yeah.
Let me just do some math in here while we're sitting here taking abduction tests.
That was in, what I say it was, 91? Yes, 91.
So if the population now is, let's say it's 350 million. So 7 million people
are potential
abductees.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. Yeah. That's terrifying.
It is terrifying.
The idea that, I mean, I feel like the government has its dirty little fingers in it, regardless of whether it's them doing it or whether it's them letting the aliens do it.
Yeah. Another oddity for Bruce, because he did have fucked up scars that he found. He actually had a scar on his leg that looked like a scoop mark. Bruce thinks it looks like a bone punch biopsy had been done to his leg. Bud Hopkins also interviewed a mother and a son that had the same scars on their right leg. And a nurse suggested that it looked like a bone marrow test had been done to both of them.
That is weird.
Yeah. What's also fucked up is that, and this is going to probably fuck with your head just like mine, in the third fucking grade is when Bruce becomes obsessed with UFOs.
Weird. Weird.
That's why when you brought up third grade, I'm like, keep that in your brain, because that's about the same time I recall my obsession with ETs and UFOs.
And I just looked it up. So I would have been in third grade. And 92, 93, and X-Files came out in 93, and Fire in the Sky came out in 93. So, I mean,
dude, Bruce, and I know this was the same for us, but when I say obsessed, he was obsessed so much so that he would stand in front of the class and give reports on them. His third grade teacher years later would write him and ask if he is still interested into UFOs.
That's awesome.
And that's where I'm going to end this episode. But how fucking crazy is it that third grade?
It's weird.
Like when we recall, it's third grade.
It's like it falls back into like all these weird variables that match up with everything else.
Yeah.
It's like it's strategically planned.
It feels like a scientific test.
Experiment. Yeah, it does. Which is awful.
It's so crazy. Because what are the, like, and anybody new listening could call complete and utter bullshit, but I promise you, you go back 5 years in our catalog and you're able to find those episodes. I know I almost guarantee I specifically say about the third grade.
It's so weird. I wonder what it is about that age.
I don't know.
That is so significant.
I don't know, man. But it's fucking crazy. And it's bizarre to sit here and think about the lineage aspect of it. Like I check so many boxes alongside Bruce. Like when you put me and him side to side and have all the boxes laid out, a lot of mine are checked marked with his.
It is strange.
It is. And I'm not saying that it's guaranteed that, but it is fucking weird.
Yeah, it is pretty weird. Even just listening to you talk about it. I was checking the boxes off for you.
Yeah.
From this.
Yeah, I knew you would. I knew you would. That's why I was like, if you remember any of the stories that I've told you, you're going to go fuck, fuck, fuck.
Let me ask you this. If it's aliens putting these implants in, that in some ways kind of makes sense if they're tracking something medical, tracking something through our lineage, this, that, and the other. It almost makes more sense if something not of this earth is doing it. If it is the government doing it, what do you think? Like, do you have any, what
That's
could
a
be
good
the
question,
reason,
man?
They have access to literally all the information about us they could possibly want.
Yeah, you could have, I mean, even in today's world, they could have access to all your medical records.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, look at how many of our devices like monitor our blood pressure and our heart rates. And
yeah.
And a lot of us have like at home blood pressure cuffs and all types of shit that would give medical information to whoever wanted it.
Which brings me to my next question. Since within the last decade, everything is monitored and tracked through our devices, has the amount of cases of alien implants went down? Because
that is a really good question.
You don't hear a lot about it anymore.
That's a really good question.
Which would be sus. If true.
Yeah.
Because that makes a lot more sense when, you know, 20, 30, 40 plus years ago, there wasn't an internet. You know, they didn't have any way to track us. When we were in third grade, that didn't exist. Sure as fuck didn't exist to us out here.
That's a fucking good point, man. I would be interested to know that as well.
Because now they don't need implants because we carry them around in our pockets. Yep. That's weird.
And the fucked up thing is it still doesn't clarify if it's government or alien.
No, because of the government.
You initially want to go government, but then you're like, but if they're aliens, they could totally hack into your phone.
Yeah, I was going to say, if the government has the ability to have the information, you know the aliens are light years ahead of them. They can just be like, you guys are going to work for us. You're paying to have an implant in your pocket every month.
Exactly.
It's weird.
It is. That is a good question, man. I would like to know the answer to that. Because you don't hear about implants very often anymore.
No.
You really don't. And it would make sense for them to be obsolete because we all, like you said, we all carry one in our pocket.
Yeah, we're all connected now.
Yep.
We're constantly connected. You know, there's things on your phone that monitor you while you sleep.
Yeah.
Like that's bonkers.
Yeah. Well, they're saying AI can use Wi-Fi routers to see through the walls and God knows what else you could manipulate from that. Yeah. You know what I mean? They're teaching AI to read our brain waves.
Teach them to read
all types of shit. All types of shit. So I don't know. Like the only thing that would make sense is that it would be some type of genetics program. Because as far as monitoring our vitals, get the fuck out of here. Like you said, that information's so easy to get.
Yep.
I don't think it almost has to be something with genetics. I feel like.
Oh, that or whatever those implants are introducing something into our biologics, into our neurosystem that isn't normal.
Yeah. I can see that too.
And they're keeping an eye on that. That's the only way they can get it in there. And which is even worse because
and what's crazy is that, like, if you recall Bruce's story, at some point that implant was designed to fall out. It was like, they told him it will come out on its own.
Did he, I wonder if he finds it.
I don't, as far as I know so far, no, he doesn't. I still got a little bit of the book left to go, so there'll be one more episode, and maybe we'll get that answer.
If bro finds it and he gets rid of it unknowingly, I'm gonna be like, what?
Yeah, I shit my pants too. It's just, it's a fucking, it is one of the weirdest fucking stories because it's so relatable for me. And I never thought in a million years that I would randomly read something that matches so much of what I've gone through in my life.
Yeah. A lot of the encounters, like portions of the encounters, you could almost have written yourself.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Which is crazy.
It is crazy. And you, and back to the implants real quick, you hear stories too of implants being in, we do hear stories of implants being in like knees and random places on the body, but sometimes when they're acknowledged, like I could be 100% convinced, maybe even have x-ray evidence of a implant in my knee, and I could go, Steve, fucking look at this. I have an implant in my body. And then I've scheduled a surgery. I want this motherfucker taken out. I go in for surgery and the motherfucker's gone.
Gone. Yep.
Which is fucking crazy. It is, bro. Cause that involves active
monitoring
like vocally or consciously.
Yep.
Which is fucking nuts.
Yep.
And yeah, cause I know that I've read more than one case of someone acknowledging their implant and they're going to have it removed and they go to show up and the motherfucker's already gone.
Dude, you literally pulled a metallic foreign object out of the center of your chest.
Yes.
And rinsed it down the drain.
I know. I didn't show my mom. I didn't show anybody. I just fucking threw it down the drain.
Just said, no, I'm not dealing with this shit right now.
Fucking so. And I don't even know why. I wasn't scared. I was just like, that's fucking weird. And I was boop, right down the drain and went.
That's what a lot of people say. They just don't, like, it's not even a thought. Like,
yep.
Eh.
It's like Bruce walking out of the hallway and he has no reason why he did it. He just walked out of the hallway and then it all gets fucked up for him.
So weird. The fact that whatever it is has so much control over us is the worst.
It sucks.
To the point to where you can't even remember. You can't even remember what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's like,
it fucking sucks.
Yeah. It's like you're just giving up control of your body. Not giving it up because you don't
have an option.
Yeah. You don't have a choice. So,
and then half the time it wipes your memory of it. So yeah. You don't even know. As far as we know, we could be up and about all night long doing shit.
That's probably why I'm so fucking tired all the time.
That's what I was thinking. Same fucking thing. These motherfuckers got me doing a bunch of work for free.
Yeah, I'm just out
in the middle of the night and I'm pissed.
Out running laps. You think I'd be in better shape if that were the case?
Yeah, fuck, I feel that.
Take my ass to the gym while I'm asleep.
Oh shit. That's what I always thought too. Like if I'm being abducted and fucked with, the least they could do is medically make me sound.
Yeah.
Like medically fix all my fucking ailments.
Lower back.
Yeah. Fix all of my ailments. And maybe, depending on what you're doing to me, maybe we call it square. Yeah.
Just don't let me remember any of the other shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Make my knees not hurt and make my lower back be okay. Wow. And then we're good.
Yeah. I mean, especially if you're MIB and me, you just hit me with the flashy thing and I don't remember shit. Then we might be square, dude. It might be okay.
I'm curious to see where the last half of this book goes.
I am too, dude. I am too. Like I said, I'm feeling probably a good little jump on some alien stories here because I have found some fucking weird ones, and I want to go with it and see what fucking happens because it's fucking crazy and it's just so weird. Hey, you randomly find these fucking books. Like I'm always searching through Amazon looking for books to buy. And just these handful of ones caught my attention. So we'll see what fucking happens. I don't know. But so far I'm impressed with this book. And like I said, if you guys are halfway interested in the story, I highly recommend picking up the book because he goes into so much medical detail. It's beyond me. Like, He uses all the fucking legit words where you're just like, I don't know what the fuck that means, but it sounds fucked up. I believe you because you're using big words, man. Like, you're obviously smart as fuck, you know, because he goes into full detail as to like why like what caused his grandpa's death, what type of infection, what are the odds of you developing this infection, and yada yada yada, so on and so forth.
That is weird.
And he finds account after account that I didn't include a lot of them. He includes a shitload of UFO flaps, that like a ton of UFO stories that happened throughout his childhood. He's got so much information in the book that I skimmed over because it's not 100% relevant to the story that I'm telling. And I want to leave enough to incentivize people to go purchase the book.
What's the name of the book again?
Dominion Lost.
Dominion Lost. Everybody, if you're interested in it, definitely go check it out.
Yep.
Go peep it.
Dominion Lost, A Scientist's Own Alien Abduction Encounters.
I love it. I love it.
It's fucking nuts, man. It's nuts. But I do, like I said, it's a great read so far. It's terrifying, but it is an eye-opening read, to say the least.
It makes it worse when it just hits home.
It makes you feel uncomfortable. That's for sure. You don't know where to like lean, where you're just like, oh man.
Yeah, that's familiar.
It's gross.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll probably wrap her up there. Again, thanks for hanging out with us this week. If you've got this far and you haven't listened to part one, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, you probably should.
Just do better.
Do better.
And come hang out with us next week for part three. Because it's going to be, if it keeps going this route, like, I don't know. You heard where our brains are going today.
I don't know how it gets any weirder than.
Don't question it. Don't put that question out there.
I know. I kind of low-key wanted to get weird.
Oh, but we appreciate you all for hanging out with us. Check us out at all our social medias. My brain kind of shut off there. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Discord, Reddit. Become part of the Holocult. You know the drill. Till we meet again, stay safe, stay weird, and take that little abduction test. See how well you rank up with your Holocult members here.